This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hallux's Physiology Fix-Up.
Why are you blowing up these balloons, Professor? Are we having another party?
No, I'm working on a new and improved respiratory system. You know, the part of our bodies that gets oxygen delivered to our cells. Look!
What kind of balloon animal is that? Looks like a mutant octopus.
It's not a balloon animal. It's a respiratory system. It's full of air, just like lungs. And I think you'll agree that it's a lot more colourful than boring old lungs. I've got a pink one, a lovely green one, and a very long blue one.
Well, yes, but I don't think colour has anything to do with the way the respiratory system works. You know, the physiology. Every organ and system in our bodies have a number of jobs to do, and they're able to do these because of the way they're constructed and the way they work with other parts of the body. Shall we see if your new and improved respiratory system makes the grade?
Loading physiology file. The respiratory system does many important jobs in our bodies. Job 1. Inhalation. Drawing air into the lungs.
Well, my balloons have air in them, don't they?
Yes, but they didn't draw the air in all by themselves, did they? You huffed and puffed it in. Gave yourself a headache by the look of it. Puffing isn't the same at all. Our brains send messages to the diaphragm. That's a muscle under our lungs, telling it to move downwards. And as it moves, air is pulled in. So the chances of your balloons passing that test aren't great.
Physiology fail.
Gosh, that's a pity. Well, how about the next function? I'm quietly confident.
Second function. When air has been drawn into the lungs, oxygen is absorbed into red blood cells who carry it to all the different parts of the body. When the cells are depleted of oxygen, they return to the lungs carrying the waste product of carbon dioxide.
Well, this isn't looking good. Once the air is in a balloon and it's tied up, it's not going anywhere.
Aha! But that's where you're wrong. Why do you think balloons go all floppy a couple of weeks after a party? Air does travel through the rubber, just very slowly.
And you've turned blue by then. Also, the air we breathe is a mixture of gases, not just oxygen. The lungs are clever and only extract oxygen. A droopy balloon isn't that clever. In fact, it's not clever at all. It's a balloon.
Physiology fail.
Crikey, that was unexpected. Still one more function left.
The third function of the respiratory system is exhalation, pushing unwanted gases out of the lungs.
Well, that's a clear win. Look!
You might think so, but again, that balloon isn't remotely as complex as the respiratory system. It's not connected with a brain and hasn't any red blood cells to move oxygen around the body. In fact, the air was only released because you let go of that balloon.
Physiology fail.
Well, that's that.
Sorry, Professor. At least all these balloons have made the laboratory look a bit more jazzy.
Okay. But what about those blood cells? Perhaps I could improve on them.
Oh, not again.
Hallux's Physiology Fix-Up, with support from the Physiological Society. Find out more at funkidslive.com/hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.